all looking forward to it. The Brian McCormick Cup finale every year is a big excitement in the leagues, and then so we're really looking forward to it. Having Letterkenny Rovers and Kilmacrenan and Celtic side by side, neighbouring villages, taking part is going to cause a big interest and a big fight on the day for the title.
Now, the fact that Kilmacrenan are a Premier Division side and Letterkenny Rovers are a First Division side, that in itself, I suppose, is a good thing. It shows the strength within the league.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you even look at the Temple Domestic Appliance League that Letterkenny Rovers played in, they came mid-table in that league, you know, and they have beaten at least two Premier League teams to get to the final. They beat Rathmullen in the area final, and they beat Kildrum Tigers in the semi-final. So they've already beaten two Premier teams to get to the final. So it shows the quality of the football in the Temple Domestic Division 1 in relation to the Premier, you know, that they're not lagging behind anyways. They're definitely up there neck and neck with each other. So I wouldn't like to be putting money on either team now at this stage. I couldn't call who will come out tops on Saturday night. Yeah.
Now, Kilmacrenan, they've enjoyed a fair degree of success over the last few years, have won a number of pieces of silverware. This is another opportunity to end the season on a high.
Absolutely. I mean, Kilmacrenan have, you know, they're very experienced players, they're experienced management, you know, they're with us in Donegal League for a long time now. Letterkenny Rovers haven't just come in of more recent times. And climbing through the divisions there, but Kilmac, you know, they're going from strength to strength. They have a very strong Saturday team also, you know, and they have an great underage setup as well. So they're doing all the right things to feed their teams, and they're a very, very strong club. Great secretary there, Veronica, as well in there.
And both clubs, you know, have developed their facilities considerably of late. And as you've touched on there, you know, there's a lot of good working on behind the scenes, a lot of underage stuff, a lot of people coming through, and it all augurs well for the future.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the underage structure at the moment, it's going from strength to strength, which is only going to add to Donegal League in the future because there's so many teams and players coming through. So we're delighted to see that happening. Like, you know, if you even want to take a few stats from this year, Donegal League, we played 618 games have been played. There's 53 teams taking part and 39 clubs. So, I mean, we have grown, and hopefully we'll grow further and provide football for all.
Now, just back to the final, the Brian McCormick Cup. You know, it's the big one to win for the clubs, and we've seen some epic battles down through the years. Who knows, this one could go right down to the very last kick of the game.
Absolutely. It's you know, it's one of these games that really, until it kicks off, you really won't know what the form is or what's going to happen. They're both Stephen there in Letterkenny Rovers plays his cards close to his heart, and Kilmac always have tricks up their sleeves. So, you know, it's going to be a good competitive match under the lights in Ballyard at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. So, you know, what else would you be doing on a Saturday evening?
And for Letterkenny Rovers, you know, a lot of people, when they hear Letterkenny Rovers, they think of the Ulster Senior League team. There's not as much coverage of the side in the Donegal League. So this is a chance for all those players there to bring a piece of silverware to Leckview Park. And it's obviously an opportunity that they'll be hoping to make the most of.
Absolutely. I mean, the Letterkenny Rovers side, they came into the league 2 years ago, I think it was, and they won the Division 2 at that stage, and the joys and the celebrations down in Leckview when handed over the cup that day was just great. And it's great for a town of this size to see, you know, a club progressing as well, on in the lower levels, you know, of football as well as the Ulster Senior League, you know. But I would say this week you'll hear plenty about the Donegal League Letterkenny Rovers side. And into the future, I would say we won't be hearing the end of them.
And finally, Christina, that, you know, as the league comes to the end, it's been another successful season going forward. And you've mentioned there, Donegal Junior League is certainly in a very strong place at the moment.
Absolutely. Look, we've had a tough year. Everybody's had a tough year in relation to a lot of people we've lost and a lot of, you know, things happen during the year in Donegal. But we turn to football to get our heads back in the game, and you know, it's great to go out to meet people, and I think it's just going from strength to strength. And you know, we can't do Donegal League happens because of the clubs, because, you know, the teams, the 53 teams that participate, and we can't forget the referees. You know, without Donegal branch of the Referee Society, we wouldn't be able to host our games. So, you know, big thanks to them also.